Bonjour Lemon, good morning everyone. My name is Marga Hidal and I am very happy to welcome you to this very first episode of the podcast of the Lycée Blaise Pascal. So first of all, let me explain you a bit what is this about. Here, in this podcast, we are going to talk about international projects that take place at the Lycée, such as the school exchanges, the Erasmus Plus projects, languages, cultures, NGOs, and other international experiences in which the students participate. So today, I'm happy to welcome César and Valentina, who are joining us. So welcome, guys. How are you? ¿Cómo estáis?
Very good, thank you.
Very good, too.
Okay, thank you so much. So César and Valentina are two students that come from O'Neill in Alicante, Spain. And right now they are in second year, that would be cuarto de la ESO in Spain, and they have spent 2 months in France thanks to an individual exchange program. Both of them have a French correspondent with whom they are staying, and the correspondents are going to go to Spain next April, and they are going to stay in your houses. Thus, César and Valentina for sure have discovered what the French culture is, and they may also have experienced some cultural shocks. So what would you say, which cultural aspect surprised you the most?
I noticed that people in here tend to be a lot more respectful when it comes to speaking to older people or strangers. And a curious thing I noticed too is that inside of the classes, they call their teachers by their surnames, not their names, as we do in Spain.
Okay.
Because we do like a little bit more informal treatment with even our teachers and strangers, and people in France don't do that. And I find that they're a little bit colder than us. Spanish people tend to be a little bit more warmer when it comes to, just talking with everyone.
Okay, so you say that people in France are a bit more distant. Mm-hmm. Maybe in Spain we are more close to each other, also in the relation teacher-student.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and you, César, what do you notice?
Yeah, I think like Valentina, because here in France, the people speak with and know people with vous.
Okay.
And they name to the teachers by the surname, and in Spain, like she says Valentina, we say the name.
Yeah, or profe, maybe, no? Profe, here is monsieur or madame, and in Spain we say profe.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
And that's it, okay? And not related with education, with school, more cultural, more social aspects of the French society, what would you highlight? Something different from Spain.
They're always punctual.
They're so punctual. Yeah, that's the thing in Spain. We're never punctual.
Never.
And what else? Do you think so? The same?
Yeah. One day we have to go to some place at maybe 5 o'clock, and at 10 to 5.
Yeah.
We are in the place.
You are in the place. So 10 minutes before. No, that in Spain doesn't
in
happen.
Spain, no.
No, never.
10 minutes after the hour you decided, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, it's like friends. And the other way around, something that feels like home here in France, like is similar to Spain, and makes you feel okay. This is not that different. What do you think? Maybe you even find anything, but I think there are some things that are similar.
I think there are things that they are so similar to Spain, but they are in little points, they are like so different. But it's not a thing, it's completely the same that in Spain, but or it's a little bit different.
Okay, so there are always some small differences. Even if they are similar,
yes,
there are differences. Okay, can you give us an example?
Like maybe the in the France here, they don't go every day.
Okay.
In Spain we go like every day. They have friends here, but in Spain I think we meet with our friends a lot of more than here.
Okay. So what are your plans when you go out with friends here in France?
Maybe they go they don't go like in the street. They meet only in the homes or of their friends.
Okay. In Spain we are really in the streets. Maybe it's because of the weather.
Maybe.
Because here in this area of the country,
maybe,
it's really rainy.
We
have noticed that. So maybe because of this. But do you feel there are spaces here in France where you can meet, like in the plein air? There are parks?
Yeah, there are parks. Like in my town that I'm living now, there are parks, but there's nobody.
Okay, they don't use it as us, no?
Yes.
Like, we really meet in the parks, but here the use of the parks is different. And what about you, Valentina? Did you feel something similar to...
I saw that families in here tend to spend a long time in the table while
okay,
eating.
Okay, that's really...
We do. This concept that we have, sobremesa, okay, which has no translation, that it's just that certain period of time where we just speak with each other without taking out like the dishes in the table. And here, they really respect like the order of the courses. So they have the starters, then the first course, and all that. So obviously, they spend a lot of time in table together. And I think that's quite similar to what we do in Spain.
Okay, that's beautiful, actually. I love sobremesas.
Yeah, me too.
I love. And talking about eating, what about food in France? What do you think? Similar or not similar? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like, but... it's completely different than in Spain. Here there are maybe the weather, or they have like warm. In Spain we eat a lot of things cold.
Okay, cold, like gazpacho, some of that. Many salads in Spain because of the weather. Yeah, it's okay. And here in France you feel like their dishes are more like hot dishes and really condensed food, no?
Yeah, way more. And they cannot have a meal without cheese.
Yeah, that's
such
so true.
Cheese lovers. It doesn't mean what it is.
It'll
always have cheese on it. It's crazy.
Always cheese. And the other day I discovered that here cheese is eaten different than in Spain, because we eat cheese. We love cheese in Spain.
Yes.
But we eat it like in aperitif or in sandwiches.
Yes.
But here in France, they eat the cheese before having dessert.
Yeah, this is
they
eat completely different.
The cheese and then the yogurt or the fruit. So
yeah,
that's different.
It.
Like, they have to eat the cheese before dessert. And I think that something small but different.
Personally, I don't like cheese. So whenever the cheeses come to the table, I just stay quiet and say nothing, waiting till they can finish.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. And French, do you feel you have improved your language speaking? Because I think you studied a little French in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, we have this French class, no, in Spain, most of the high schools. So how do you feel during these 2 months that you have spent in France, in Segre? Do you think you have improved your skills?
I think I improved a lot of, because I never studied French.
Ah, you never studied French before?
Yeah, it's the first time I speak and I study French. And I think I understand a lot of more things when I come here for the first time. And I think I improved. But at the time to speak, it's difficult.
It's difficult. Yeah. Yeah, speaking is always more difficult than understanding maybe people. Okay, but if you didn't know any French before coming here, that's so brave coming here
and knowing
the language. For sure you have improved a lot. Maybe you're listening, maybe not. You're speaking also, but you're listening for sure. Okay, what about you, Valentina?
Me too. I think I have gained a lot of confidence when it comes to speaking too, because I have studied French in school, but I wasn't used to hear French on a daily basis. So coming here and being surrounded with all French people made me a lot more confident about my own French and knowing how to stand out even in a whole crowd that doesn't speak Spanish.
That's so important, the confidence and... Mm-hmm. Feeling like able to speak in a group, because
maybe
you are shy. I don't know how to speak French, and when you have to do it because people don't speak your language and you want to make friends, of course, because if not, you are going to be alone in the country that you don't know. So this like empuje in español that gives you the situation, it really gives you the confidence to speak French. That's
definitely
so good. I'm so happy to hear that. And okay, so talking about confidence, feelings and emotions, we're going to be a little more intense. So before coming to France, when you were in Spain and you received the news that you were coming, the two of you, did you have any fear, any concern? Or you were like so excited and you didn't think about any negative aspect of going abroad?
Actually, it was quite hard at the beginning. Okay. One of the main things that had me stressing about was the language barrier. But from other perspective too, I think the organization of all this trip was quite messy.
Okay.
So we didn't know a lot of things before coming, and we didn't even knew who were who our partners were.
Okay.
So it was kind of hard to make that decision, like, okay, I'm going to a foreign country without talking this language as a native person, and I know nothing about this. So
okay,
it's
okay.
quite like jumping into the unknown.
Okay.
And it was
a bit
curious.
Okay, yeah. Like, we always have these like feelings of nervous mm-hmm. before going abroad.
Yeah.
So yeah, and you're moving to a new family, to a new country, so this has to be
exactly
wow,
especially
shocking.
Him that he didn't know any French.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine.
Yeah,
how.
Yeah.
I before coming here, I was so relaxed for all, but the part of the language, for me it was like the most important, because, and I was so nervous because I never studied and practiced French in all my life.
Language barriers are really barriers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, because social aspects of life are based on language and communicating,
yes,
and if
yeah.
you are like, you feel that you're not able to communicate, it's important. But where did you like overcome these fears and these concerns? Did you
I think
improved?
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now you're leaving in Thursday. No, today is Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're leaving on Thursday.
Yeah.
You're going back home. And okay, what do you think? Share with us some memory that you think you will remember like your whole life.
I think I'm going to remember like this experience so well, because I think it's a beautiful experience, but maybe I'm going to remember like the good and the bad moments, because it's difficult.
Okay, of course. This experience will help you to grow a lot. You're going to change, because every experience affects us, but this is, I think, is a very impacting and very shocking experience.
Yeah.
So for sure, like, both good and bad moments are going to influence in you and have an effect. And you, Valentina?
I think this trip bounded us quite a bit.
Okay, you, Cesar and Valentina, the two of you.
Yeah,
okay.
We got closer. And we talked a lot about all these moments when we first arrived that were awkward, and now they're funny. But at the time, they were like, it had us shaking, you know. And I feel like a lot happened these 2 months. So telling this kind of stories to our families and friends when we go back, I think that's going to be one of the most remarkable things from the trip.
It's going to be funny, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
That's so cool. And finally, what would you like recommend to a person who is considering to do an exchange, like in the future? What advice would you give them?
I can say, you must be in one of these experience once in the life, because I think it's a very beautiful experience, and then the memories are so funny too.
Okay, so people must do this.
Yeah.
This experience must have them. Okay, and Valentina, do you have any advice?
Yeah, actually I have. I think it's pretty long, but
you can share it.
It's important.
Yeah.
Just trust in yourself first and in your environment after. I came here thinking that I wouldn't have a good time. Everything was new and scary, but slowly I started to feel comfortable. The trick is in being open-minded and trying to be the most empathetic you can be, because maybe you'll go through some struggles, but keeping yourself up with positive thoughts makes it easier to go through, of course. And luckily, I got to enjoy a lot of the French culture, and that makes me feel fulfilled. But if you're planning to coming to here in France, I would recommend to keep in mind that you're coming here to just experience. Nothing will be ever perfect, and we have to just let things happen sometimes. So don't try to force yourself too much, or you'll end up very overwhelmed, and it's a little bit tough sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your words, Valentina. Thank you very much. And that's it. Thank you guys for coming here and to share your experiences with us. And well, I'm so happy to have you here and see you. I hope maybe in Spain we see you each other.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be
Thank
really
you
nice.
Too for letting us share our thoughts with you too.
For
it's
sure.
Very important.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.